Greetings. I'm Bill Klatke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Nicole Hansen from the organization Out for Justice, and Nicole's here today to talk to us about various things that are going on with ex-offenders and how we can help and how everybody benefits by ex-offenders doing well. So, Nicole, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you so much for coming. I know you're busy, and that is good because you folks are doing good work. First of all, could you tell our listeners a little bit about Out for Justice?
So first I'll clear up some language that's commonly used with this demographic. And so typically we like to use terms like individuals with criminal records, returning citizens, directly impacted individuals.
That's a lot more positive, isn't it?
A lot more positive than the term ex-offender. I understand why people use it. It's kind of a widespread term, but it's specifically for individuals with criminal records here in Maryland. We are beginning to move away from that term.
Good.
My name is Nicole Hansen Mundell. I'm recently married, so I'm working on carrying my husband's name. And I am the executive director of Out for Justice. And Out for Justice is a nonprofit, member-led organization that advocates for laws and policies that directly impact individuals with criminal records. And we do this through engaging, educating, and empowering individuals with criminal records and family members and friends to pay close attention to the legislative process, right? That process that governs laws, that process that impacts our successful reentry in terms of policy. And we educate the community around those issues, family members and friends of those who've had a criminal record before, currently incarcerated or were formerly incarcerated, to go to Annapolis or City Hall to advocate for the types of policies that will impact our successful reentry.
Great, thanks. And I guess your job as executive director is to make everything work, right?
It is. but it's also to listen. You know, we're not your cookie cutter nonprofit, right?
Right.
This is an organization that is led by the people who volunteer every day, by the formerly incarcerated, by our incarcerated citizens. They tell us, they tell me what issues they want to support, what issues they don't want to support. And it is my job to support their vision.
Boy, that really keeps you in touch so you can do something about things that are happening right now to those folks.
It keeps our ear to the ground in ways that most people don't understand.
Right.
You know, you think your ear's to the ground because you hear something on the radio or you see something on the news. But the way that we get our information, the way what drives our work is the people in community living these experiences every day.
Yeah. How long has Out for Justice been around?
The organization has been around since 2009. We became incorporated in 2012. It's an organization that had always been led by a Black woman, a woman by the name of Trina Selden, and a group of her peers was released from prison and jail and found it really difficult to navigate life after incarceration. And Trina, she was like a legal geek behind the wall. So she would help people with their post-convictions, would help people with different cases behind the walls. And when she came home, she did what her mentor was told her to do. Do the right thing, go find a job. On that application, make sure that you check that box that says you have a criminal record, but explain what it is, and hopefully your education and your skill set should land you that job. And she found it wasn't happening. And so she realized that it was the laws and the policies that were stopping her and her peers from moving forward.
And she knew from being on the inside how much folks with criminal records wanted to do something with their lives, and she also knew, being a legal geek, how to get it done.
Yeah. And then most importantly, you know, in terms of our vision and our purpose, mm-hmm. we teach each other and community members about the legislative process from start to finish.
Ah.
Not that whole I'm just a bill sitting on Capitol Hill thing. I'm talking about in depth, right?
Yeah. How do you do that?
Well, we do this through these series of legislative workshops. So monthly, we bring the members together.
Uh-huh.
We talk about what it takes to introduce a piece of legislation, how you need a legislator to sponsor it, every step of how that bill travels through committee, the first reader, the second reader, how to build a campaign around your specific issue, how to even participate in writing the legislation, not leaving it up to legislative services to draft your bill, but being a part of drafting that bill too, to make sure that
right.
all the language that you want in that bill actually stays in that bill.
Yeah, wow. So they're getting a real education, really.
Mm-hmm,
they're basically knowing more about Annapolis and many people in Annapolis.
Yes, I would agree. I would agree. Because what we do is we recreate the Maryland General Assembly,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
In these workshops, we become the senators and the delegates and the mm-hmm. lobbyists and the ralliers. And we really have in-depth conversation.
You have play acting and things?
Yeah, yeah, we play out mm-hmm. How it is in Annapolis.
Right.
And then at the end of every legislative session, we organize over 300 or more people to descend on Annapolis to advocate for the different policies that they are interested in.
And since they are the ones, the folks with the criminal records, they're the ones that are deciding, that know from their own experience
mm-hmm.
what are the problems.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They prioritize what they want to prioritize.
Well, I always say, if you want to work to reduce crime, if you want to work to reform a criminal justice system,
mm-hmm.
you must come to the experts.
Yeah.
And those are the individuals who have a direct relationship, had interacted with the criminal justice system,
right. yeah,
had broke
right.
the law at some point, and had committed a crime at some point.
Right.
It's
not just the lawyers Mm-mm. and the police
Mm-mm.
and the judges.
It is the very people yeah. that this system has impacted.
Yeah.
We are the individuals that will help move the needle on reducing crime,
and
on bringing the resources,
right.
letting lawmakers know what types of resources we need in order to reduce recidivism.
And at the same time, as you said, you're empowering.
Yep.
You're empowering these folks
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
because they can have something, they are having something to do with
mm-hmm.
that moment, something that helps them and will help other mm-hmm. folks coming after them.
That's what essentially happened with me. And so just a little bit of background about my story. I grew up the oldest of three girls. My mom was a single mother, a licensed nurse who worked a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And so graduated high school. Decided that I wanted to be a nursing assistant. You know, my vision mm-hmm. at one point was to advocate for veterans. My granddad is a Korean War vet, and so I wanted to work in the VA to specifically help veterans.
Right.
And I did that for over 10 years, worked at the VA hospital on Green Street. And all the women in my family are nurses. That's just the tradition
huh.
I was supposed to follow. Then later on, went to start working with Delegate Mary Washington before she became delegate.
Mm-hmm.
Worked for Delegate Jill Carter in Annapolis as a legislative aide there for a few sessions. And so I really, really appreciated the legislative process.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed being able to call back to the district and let constituents know how these laws that just passed benefit them,
right.
how it would the BG&E bill would be decreased and all these things. And then when I decided to go back to school, I had to make some really tough decisions in terms of finances. And
mm-hmm.
I thought that I was ready to, you know, give up these two jobs that I was very successful in. And, you know, I didn't anticipate that how stressful it would be, how depressed I would get. And essentially what I started to do was find non-traditional ways to make money. And it landed me in jail for almost a year. But I decided that when I came home, I was so frustrated with the fact that I had this skill set. I had the wherewithal to work, but nobody wanted to hire me because of my record.
Right.
And so a good friend of mine was board president there at the organization. Karen York said, you know what, Nicole, take that energy, that the fact that you're upset about the system is not working. Mm-hmm. I need you to take that energy and use it in a positive way. Take that energy and change laws and policies, right?
Amen.
You know,
Amen.
Take that energy. You have this love for the legislative process. You now have experienced the criminal justice system up front.
Right.
Figure out how you can take those two things and make some changes. And
in
so that's what we
in
do.
In a positive with, direction.
Yeah.
In
and that's what we direction. Do with individuals coming home from prison or jail, and even the ones that are behind the walls. Use the energy, that frustration that you have with this system, and find a way to change it, because it can be changed.
Right. And in the process, doing something for yourself in a positive way.
Mm-hmm. Yourself, and it impacts others.
Let's talk about what needs to be done right now to help folks with a criminal record.
So there's a lot of things. We have like these top five things that individuals need coming home from prison or jail, right? Mm-hmm. The first thing is housing. They need a job. They need access to mental health and mental health care. They need access to higher education or vocational training skills. They need to be socially acclimated, right? They need to learn how to reengage back with community again. And there's a host of things. Currently what's happening now with Out for Justice, we have our 2019 legislative agenda. We roll it out right before session starts because we're in community listening to what community needs and wants. And what we find is that when it comes to women and the criminal justice system, we are treated like an afterthought. And so currently the Out for Justice 2019 legislative policy agenda is we are demanding that the state of Maryland open a separate brick and mortar pre-release center for women. We're also saying too that individuals who are currently sitting in jail, have not been convicted of anything, should have access to the ballot. And so I'll touch on those two things really quickly. Women's pre-release. Currently in the state of Maryland, men have over 9 separate brick and mortar pre-release centers. What is pre-release? Pre-release is a status. It means that a woman who has been incarcerated for some time, once she gets within 18 months of her sentence, she should now be classified as minimum security. That means this woman should now be able to integrate back into society, get access to figuring out what her housing is going to be like when she comes home. How is she going to connect back with her children and family? How is she going to repair those relationships? How is she going to get access to mental health treatment, drug treatment, right? How is she going to figure out what skill set she wants? If she wants to be a cosmetologist, she may want to be a nurse. She, whatever she wants to be, she needs to start preparing. She also needs to start preparing to navigate the transit system here in Maryland.
Right.
It's called the link, but many of us in community call it the missing link. Yeah. It is not connecting us to the types of jobs that we need.
Let me interrupt you, Nicole.
Sure.
We're out of time. Let's do another show.
Sure.
This is part one, so we'll do part two.
Sure.
And could you give us that contact information one more time, please, for Out for Justice?
So Out for Justice, our office number is 443-453-2123. And our email is getinfo, getinfo, at out, O-U-T, the number 4, justice.org.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, that's all we have time for today. I want to thank our guest, Nicole Hanson-Mundell, for being from who is executive director of Out for Justice for being our guest today. Thank you, Nicole.
Thank you.
Keep up your good work for all of us.
You too. Thank you.
And for living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.